Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Brian Merritt. But he's gonna not be a new friend for long. We're going to get him back and so he can teach us some more stuff. He's got some good perspectives and a perch that will allow him to continue to teach us. He's the co-founder and the CEO of Seed.co, and I'm going to let him tell. It's a banking services organization. And Brian, in the last segment, we talked about some of the issues that small business owners face, and they're trying to gain the capital that they need. And I wanted to ask you to tell us about why you felt Seed was necessary to weigh into that.
Absolutely. So when we looked at the banking environment here in the States, we saw that this huge middle, which we kind of talked about in terms of the barbell before, where small businesses don't quite fit into the bank's model. The very small businesses get treated as consumers, and then the big enterprise treasury platforms are there for the big companies. But there's really nothing in the middle designed specifically for small businesses. And so the approach we took is using technology to provide a completely online bank for small businesses and startups. And our mission is really to help you start, run, and grow your business because we believe that banks have a huge opportunity to help their businesses even from the earliest moment. And as those businesses thrive, then there'll be an opportunity to provide them capital after you already understand their business and be able to do things like pre-qualify them and anticipate their needs. And that's something where technology can really help. But at the same time, we try to bring that combination of the community bank experience with great service and great people. We do have folks that will answer the phone if you call us up. But with the technology you can get from the big banks, so it's entirely mobile. You can run your bank from wherever you are. And it gives you all the services you need to feel confident you've got your business under control. And that peace of mind is really incredibly important for small business people.
Mm-hmm. So what do I do? How do I join you?
So it's kind of fun, actually. We're the first banking service in the country that lets you sign up for an account completely online. You can download our app from the Apple App Store, and right there immediately begin your application.
What if I don't have an Apple?
So we're working on the Android support. We love that community as well. But
I hope so, because I'm an Androider.
A lot of people are.
It's
at least two-thirds of the market globally, and we definitely feel
it's the entrepreneurial side. You know why, right? Because Apple doesn't give you many choices. Droid gives you choices. You can customize your phone. You can make it look more like you want. So it's more entrepreneurial. It's more a Droid phone is more of a control enthusiast phone like me.
That's right. That's right. And we think that one of the reasons it's taken us a little bit more time to get the Android support is we think it's important to build an application specifically for that platform.
You're going to have to give them options. They won't like it.
Yep. So, the Android folks need something different. So we're spending the time to get
we
it
need
right.
to be able to we need to be able to make it like we want it. Okay, so all right, now so I sign up for an account. What do I do with that account?
So it's a complete banking account.
I make deposits?
We don't support cash businesses very well because we're an online bank.
Right.
But we actually think that for most folks that don't, that have a choice.
I didn't say cash. I said deposit. That's different. That's not the same thing.
Yep. So you can deposit via check, for example.
So my resides. Digital money actually resides in an account in Seed.co.
That's right. It's a FDIC-insured bank account, just okay. like any other. And you can deposit with checks or other electronic payments.
OK. Do you provide the like a credit card services, that kind of thing, like MasterCard, American Express, that kind of thing?
You get a Visa business debit card for your offline spending and then, you know, all the online
What about loans?
So loans and credit will come later for us. You know, we're a new business in the market for just a couple months now. And our focus now is to understand our community and start serving them with the kind of deposits.
Why would I join Seed instead of my local community bank?
Well, I think that what we're seeing is folks that really value technology and are already mobile businesses, for example. You know, we see companies now that don't have offices and, you know, just like me today being in New York and on the road. And so that's an area where sometimes businesses don't have that regional affinity.
I'm just you know, asking some hard questions here. If you're traveling around and everything's virtual, if you have virtual capability with your bank, doesn't that go everywhere with you?
That's exactly right. You know, we think you should be able to run your business in your pocket. But community banks, for example, you know, struggle to keep
Some of them do. Now, I agree with that. There are some banks have a hard time with the online stuff. My particular one doesn't, but I agree with you. Like I said, I see a lot of gray hair when I go to community bank meetings.
Yep, and that's one of the areas we focus in. But, you know, it's important to point out that we think that folks should bank with the bank that's best for them.
Right.
And Seed's going to work for some folks, but, you know, community banks are really better for others.
Well, the good news is you don't have to conquer the world, right? Not like a Bank of America.
Well, yep, just one step at a time. But
there you go.
Hopefully we'll give them a run for their money.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and I want you to come back and talk to us some more. Will you do that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.